Okay, good afternoon, everyone. It's good to be back. Hopefully learn a little bit together this year as we once again are Mavir Sedra and try to discover and unleash the incredible messages of our Holy Torah. We're going to do a little differently this year than I did last year. Last year I gave more of a shiur. This year I'm actually hoping to learn b'chavrusa, just it's going to be a little bit of a larger chavrusa. I've fallen in love with the Nesiva Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe. Incredible, unbelievably fantastic insights, very meduyak insights based on the Pesukim in the Torah. And every week so far since Rosh Hashanah, I've really been inspired by so much of what he has shared that I thought that maybe we'll see how it goes, but we're going to learn some Nesiva Shalom together. And every week that I find something good, we'll learn it together and hopefully walk out with not only some inspiration, but also, most importantly, something that you can say over at the Shabbos table, make sure that it was worthwhile for your Rebbetzin to let you leave the house and make sure to do it in the right way. So if you'll take a look, the Nesiva Shalom, we're going to actually start in the middle of one of his comments in Parshas Vayera, a question that often comes up when you learn Parshas Vayera. What I believe is a yesod that we can actually connect to something that we learned in this past week's Parsha. It's okay if you also connected something last week's Parsha. We passed it already. It's okay? Okay, good. And to be able to understand exactly what's going on over here. So if you'll take a look on the first page of your handout under the Os Gimel, we're going to read together. He quotes one of his predecessors, one of the previous Slonim Rebbes, the Divrei Shmuel, and he asks the following question. Right? We all call it Akedas Yitzchak, but after all, if you read through the Psukim, and as we're going to point out, it doesn't say that it was a Nisan for Yitzchak. There's really not a lot of fanfare, not a lot of credit we give Yitzchak. Yitzchak seems to be more passive in the storyline. Really, the primary focus is on Avram Avinu. Seems a little strange, because after all, were this to have gone through, Avram Avinu would have continued on in his life, Yitzchak would not. What's going on over here? Hello, Gam Yitzchak, Yomuchan Limser Nafsha Karban Hashem. Here Yitzchak is ready to put himself on the Mizbeach, on the altar, and been willing to give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And why is this Nisayon? Everybody says that each of the Nisayonos, which we'll talk about a little bit more, is in ascending order and level of intensity and commitment. Why is this the final one? Why is this the apex, the pinnacle? Vahare, unfortunately, we all know, Yesh harbe Yehudim. There are many Jews, Shema HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chvodo B'atzma, Yemetzav Osam, Ha'alos L'Ola, Es Binam, Yechidam Hayu'osim Oso. Right? We know that there are many people who are they to be asked to shecht, to bring as a korban their child, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had asked, they probably would willing to do so. And unfortunately, we're all familiar with historically. Ukvisha Begzeres Hashmach, Rabbi Yudim Shachtus B'nei Makid V'Shashem. We all know very famous shilas that Rav Ashri talks about in his Sefer Mimam Hakim during the Holocaust, in which they were confronted with those ethical and moral dilemmas. If the Nazis were going to hear the baby and it's going to put everybody else in a situation of sakana, and they went and they killed their own children. We know that certain situations, people in fact did this. So why is Avraham Avinu getting so much fanfare, so much credibility, so much praise for doing something? Many people would have done this. Wait a second. Let's think about this for a second. You want to give credit to Avraham Avinu for the Akedah? There's another episode we all know about in which Avraham Avinu himself put his life on the line. Right? And it's not even mentioned. It's only mentioned in the Medrash about the fact that he was willing to go into the Kivshan Eish. You want to go and give credit to Avram Avinu for giving up his life? Why not mention Or Kastim? These are all unbelievable questions. You got to take a step back for a moment, Rabbi Brand. Yeah? Good. Here we go. Says the Nesiva Shalom, Zecher V'tzadiv Kodesh Bivroch, an unbelievable thing. And with this, we're not only going to discover and uncover something very powerful about Akedas Yitzchak, but you're going to see a running theme of many of the Nisyonos in which Avram displayed something that, and that is why he got so much attention. Umivar, ki be'emes Nisyon kazeh. This type of Nisyon, shal mesiras nefesh, akidash Hashem, eino rebusa kla. What does the word rebusa mean in Aramaic? Anybody know? Rebusa. A chiddush. No big chiddush that Avram Avinu was willing to give up his life. Mesiras nefesh for a tzaddik of his caliber, not a big deal. Skip a couple of lines. Those were nisyonos, going and down to Mitzrayim, going into the Kivshan Ha'ish, Gashmi, Moser nefesh, his own no biggie. what was different about Akedas Yitzchak? Listen to this. Ele ikar nison shel Avram ba'akedah haya kedivrei Chazal shlo hir her achrei achrami dosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He did not start to play God. What do you mean he didn't start to play God? Shebetchila, just as last week's parsha, Amala, Kibi Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazer V'Atahu, sorry, in this week's parsha, Kibi Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazer V'Atahu Omer Lo, Kachnas Binchas Yichidcha V'Elu Sham L'Ola. Avram Avinu could have had a very reasonable response when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, let's do this Akedah thing. Avram could say to himself, wait a second. A couple of prakim earlier, you told me this child is going to be my progeny, and it's going to carry on my Mesorah, and we're going to be Nivrachu V'cha, there's going to be tremendous amounts of bracha through this child. You only told me that a couple of weeks ago, a couple of years ago, 37 years ago. And now you're telling me that the one son I have to shecht? Whoa, that's a whole different type of request that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has of Avram Avinu. The Amar Avinu Kaim, the Ani B'Tumel Ha, he says, I am able to persevere. You have nothing on me. Shlo hir her, achamidosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram Avinu says, no way. I'm not going to start cheshbining. I'm not going to start thinking about how Hashem runs the world. Ukeshashama shuratan Hashem. When he hears the tzivoy from Hashem, lo hir her mum, I didn't begin to think about it. That's why, says the Nesiva Shalom, that's why Avram gets the credit. Avram Avinu had the stira within him. Here Hashem promised him, you're going to have this progeny, this descendant that's going to carry everything, and now you're telling me to shecht him. Yitzchak didn't have that issue. And why wasn't our Kazdim mentioned? The Bekash and Nisan look super furish. Melamedes Hatorish Nisan Shalom Siras Nefesh in Rubusa Klape Avram. Vikr Goda Nisan Shalom Hira Chamar Bidot Yisparach. You know why our Kazdim isn't mentioned? Our Kazdim isn't mentioned because that type of Nisayon wasn't such a big deal from an Avram Avinu. Mesiras Nefesh on your own, knowing that you're going to give your life for Hashem. Avram Avinu, that's very natural for a guy of his caliber. So having to accept an instruction from Hashem that goes against everything you believe in and everything you were promised, that's a nisayon. That's a nisayon. Here's where he goes. Zeh limun miparshas nisayon. She goes, Seder chayv shel Yehudi rust of nisayon. Our lives are a composite of tests. V'amadrega rishonos shel nisayonos hu b'inyanei emuna. And it's all predicated on our belief system. Miboker v'ad erev over Yehudi nisayonos b'emuna. Time and time again, and we each have our individual trials and tribulations, not one is like the other. But if you had to boil down all of the nisyonos, all of the struggles, if you had to distill it with one word, what would it be? A test in our emunah. Hashem created us and leads us. He does everything for us. We have to believe that Hashem runs the world. We are to learn from Avram Avinu. It was Avram Avinu's nisayon. Avram Avinu had to somehow put away all of his own cheshbonos, check his midos at the door and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you told me what to do. I could ask all the kashas in the world and all the shailas in the moon in the world and what you just told me just a short while ago that this person, my child, was going to carry our Mesorah. But at the end of the day, if it's Ratzon Hashem, if I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to put it to the side because it's Ratzon Hashem, that is the apex. That is the highest level. That's why Avram Avinu gets the credit for this Nisayon. That's why this is the highest level Nisayon. That's why in Or Kazdim, for us, the big deal. For an Avram Avinu, most of Mesiras Nefesh on your own, not a big deal for an Avram Avinu. We give him credit. It's one of the first Nisyonos. But it's nothing like having to work with the stira, the internal contradiction, the things you don't understand, and you're somehow able to package them, compartmentalize them, and say, if Hashem wants me to do it, I'm going to do it. Now, what makes this so unbelievably powerful is if you turn to the next page, this very same idea is highlighted in this previous week's parsha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, yes, lech, fill in the words, lecha. Why lech lecha kefa lashon? Rashi says on the spot, la'nascha l'tovascha, for your benefit and for your good. Wait a second. For your benefit and for your good? What kind of nisayon is that? What kind of test is that? I'm pretty confident that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sat down with any of us one day and made the following agreement, listen, I'm going to tell you where to go. I'm not telling you where to go right now. But I'm going to tell you where you go. And I'm telling you right now, it's going to be unbelievable for you. You're going to benefit. You're going to have mazel. You're going to have bro. Is there anybody in this room would say, ah, Hashem, I kind of like my house in Boca. I'm not really, I don't think anybody would ask questions, right? What's going on over here? What's such a big Nisayon? And, as we've already pointed out, what was the immediately preceding Nisayon? Him going into the Kivshan Ha'esh. And we know each one of them gets more intense. You're telling me going to a place that Hashem told you is going to be good for you is a bigger Nisayon than going into the furnace and risking your life? How could it be? How could it be? Says the Nesiv HaShalom, and it's meduyak in the words, and you can't read the pasuk any other way now. I changed the way I read that. My bar mitzvah parsha, lech lecha. Changed the way I read the parsha. Listen to this. You see, when it came to our kastim, he had one choice. Do I go into the Kivshan Ha'esh, the fiery furnace, or do I not go into the fiery furnace? And he made the decision to go in it. When Hashem challenged him, I'm going to take you, you're going to go lech lecha, Avraham Avinu had the following cheshbon in his mind and in his heart. Am I going to go and persevere and listen and follow Hashem because lehanoscha ulu tovascha, because he's promising me all that good? Or am I going to go because Hashem told me to? Am I going to allow my ulterior motives to play a role in this decision? Or am I simply going to go, why? Because that's Ratzon Hashem. Now listen to the clincher, here it comes. Says the Nesiv HaShalom, you ever notice a couple of psukim later, the pasuk says, Kasher Dibere Love Hashem? What did Avram do? He went like, we know that. You can see that in the story. How many extra words, if you've learned with me before, how many extra words are there in the Torah? How many? Zero. Why is the Torah telling me Kasher Dibere Love Hashem? Kasher Dibere Love Hashem. The reason why Avram passed the test wasn't because he went, that's not a big deal. Avram passed the test because he had two choices. I could have followed Hashem because of my ulterior motives of all the benefits I'm going to receive, or I'm going to follow Hashem simply because Hashem told me to do so. Kasher diber elav Hashem. We have so many cheshbonos in our lives. At my age, at your age, my kids' age, everybody's cheshboning, trying to figure out why is Hashem putting me in this position in a good way? Why is Hashem putting me in this position in a bad way or a challenging way? We have so many cheshbonos that are trying to figure out what does Hashem want from us. And we allow oftentimes our own personal agendas, our own personal motives to play a role in what we do and how we serve Hashem. What the Torah is teaching us in this week's parsha is that Avram Avinu, the reason why it was his Nisayon is because he had to put everything on the side. He had this internal, very legitimate stira within him. You told me just a little while ago it's going to be Yitzchak. Now you're telling me to kill him, and he would have been within his right to have that tain on Hashem. But when Hashem said it's time, Avram Vayashkem, Avram Baboker, Avram gets up and says, let's do it. Lech lecha lehanoscha. I'm not going to allow the hana and the tova that I could have benefited from to play into my decision. No. Kasher deber love Hashem. My wife told me recently, I forgot who it was, there was a family in Ramat Beit Shemesh whose father passed away. Terrible tragedy, a bunch of young kids. And this woman had the most incredible emuna. The woman said that her children came over and says, how could this happen to us? How could this happen to us? Our father passed away, tragically was very sick. How could this happen to us? And the mother responded in an unbelievable, I don't know how she had the koach and the foresight and the wisdom to be able to say, you know, when Tati and I got married and we had an incredible marriage, we never said, who did this? And when we had children with no problems, we didn't say, how could Hashem do this to us? And when all of our children, Baruch Hashem, were growing up as B'nai and B'nos Torah in a very easy way, we didn't say, how come Hashem is dumping this on us? Why do we have to deal with this? So if we didn't give credit and we didn't say, how come Hashem is doing it to us then, we're not going to say, how come Hashem is doing it to us now? HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. He's the manhig. He's the one who makes these decisions. It's our job not to play Hashem. It's our job to be Ovdei Hashem, understanding the role we play in the world, trying to figure out what we can do to strengthen our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understanding and trying to peel away all of the layers of all of our decisions to ensure that what we decide is ultimately the Ratzon Hashem. And that's ultimately what has to guide every decision we make, every interaction that we have. And Amir Tashem, the same way that Avram Avinu was the patriarch, was the person who we look to as the paradigmatic example of what it means to pass the Nisayon, if we can learn from him this approach, then Amir Tashem, as we continue in our lives with the Nisyonos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu are going to throw at us, we too are going to be able to pass those tests, grow as Ovdei Hashem, and strengthen our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a great day.